This is the Southern Farm Network. I'm Mike Davis, and we're welcoming South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture Hugh Weathers back from a trip to Europe. And so I extend a Jawhich to you. I had to look that up. That's welcome back in Irish. And I know I massacred that, but nevertheless, he's going to tell us what he saw.
Gaelic.
That's correct.
Irish is actually English.
So, that's correct. You see?
Irish is English at about twice the speed that we speak it.
How did that go? We'll start with that. Did you have any trouble understanding them? Because when I hear them on TV, it's tough.
No, I think they could see that quizzical look that just stays on my face, and they knew they would have to slow down for me to understand. But all in all, just the visits that I had with the agriculture department officials, the trade officials, the farmers, just very informative, a great trip that we hope will lay the foundations for some agricultural opportunities for our farmers.
I understand Ireland is heavily agricultural. Is that right?
Well, you know, that's right. The landmass of the Republic of Ireland and the Northern Ireland is not much larger than South Carolina. And the population is almost the same as South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
So you take that and then realize that they have 135,000 farms, whereas we have just under 25,000 farms.
Mm.
It begins to let you realize just how important agriculture is to that country with regarding their own production, exports, and things of that nature.
Now, Ireland is a member of the European Union, so I imagine that plays into this when we talk about trade, correct?
It does. It seems like most things for the 26 members of the European Union go by way of Brussels, Belgium, and they follow their guidance. That has challenges for American agriculture and has had for a number of years. That's the reason if we can somehow craft some, I'll call them side agreements, then perhaps we can overcome some of those obstacles. But it is quite prevalent in any official conversations and discussions that you have with their officials, just the importance that they place on their membership in the European Union.
Now, in spite of that, you saw some real opportunities there, I understand.
That's right. One of their great industries is the beef industry, and they export a lot of beef, but what they need is feed for their animals, and they import a lot of feed. So given how close the Port of Charleston is and how efficient it is, we think that there are opportunities there. We just got to we're just opening those doors and trying to get into that process of finding out, is it feasible, is it profitable for South Carolina to supply some of those products to them.
What were some of the things that you saw while you were on the Emerald Isle?
Well, we had visits in Dublin with the, I visited with the Deputy Minister of the Department of Agriculture, a career staff member there. It really was very informative about the things we were just talking about, the impact of EU, the thoughts of sustainability, the engagement of agriculture and consumers together. One thing they're imminently concerned about is this winter, a potential energy crisis. So that has right on the forefront of their thinking. And then the others met with the Trade Department officials and talked about, again, what trade opportunities were there for South Carolina by way of or perhaps in addition to their membership with the EU. So Dublin, a great capital city, lots of history there, and then had some chances to get outside of Dublin, which is also very informative.
You also, I believe, took a trip to the continent. Is that right?
Well, we got over after visiting Western Ireland at two really impressive stops, looking at a project they're doing in the mountains, but also a program that they do for, we would say, special needs residents in the community, they say additional needs, where mm-hmm. they participate in local volunteer farms. So that was just real impressive to get to do that and meet some of them. But yeah, after that, got over to Belgium, as I said, for a couple of days there, and then one final stop in the Netherlands. And we'll talk more about that. That was one of the primary reasons for making the trip.
Wow, very good. Well, I look forward to chatting about that sometime in the near future. But it does sound promising, even with some of those additional hurdles that the EU may place in the way. It sounds like a possibility of some cooperation taking place between South Carolina and Ireland, and that's exciting.
Yeah, let's hope that sometime over the next few years we can talk about things that are now in place because of starting those conversations.
Very good. Well, welcome back. Glad to have you back on American and South Carolina soil. We are talking with Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers from South Carolina. I'm Mike Davis, and that's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.